The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are a time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon these people. They will be followed by the aid of the sword, and be taken as captives to the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be dismayed, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because redemption is at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Luke says, "Stand erect and raise your heads, because the redemption is at hand." That's one of the episodes for the end of the world. But also we know today, we have to stand erect and stand firm before the Lord, not because of the last days. But perhaps for one of us could be the last day on earth. We don't know. And Jesus already told us, tonight the Father will take you. So we don't know what was the time. We can't expect next year or tomorrow. What's important, Jesus doesn't ask us very much. Just live well every present moment, because only then you can live well the will of God. You can live the will of God in the past, in the future, or the present. Say yes, like our Heavenly Mother always, "Thy will be done." Jesus himself, before his death, he says, "Your will be done." So that I said, this courage to say this, to prepare ourselves, the martyrs, the Vietnamese martyrs, they always ready. They know the time. But Jesus already told them, "Don't worry what will be happening. The Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom to tell the people what you have to say." And these people, they died because they are strong, because they believe Christ is with them. So that there was also, even not in martyrdom, but still on the daily experience, a kind of martyrdom. If you want to die of your old self, what St. Paul says, and live the new self, Jesus Christ. It is.